Have you heard about Arsenio's mother?
Who?
Arsenio's mother. Rodriguez. He is working in the United Nations.
Who is it?
Arsenio Rodriguez.
Rodriguez.
Lives in Mexico City now.
Lives
in Mexico City now.
Yeah.
Spanish Mexico.
Yeah, there's a strange story about, you know, they're all devout Catholics. Mm-hmm. Mother, of course, you know. And Arsenio is a man, you know, he's the father of children and all that. And now and again he'd come to this place called India, and at a place called Ahmednagar, and the mother started asking, what's the matter? Why are you going there? So he said about Baba, he told her, frankly, and all. And she was very dismayed, being a devout Catholic. Why do you do this? Why do you do that? So all the time there was that little hitch there with the mother. And every time he would come, he would naturally inform the mother and say, I'm going there. And she would be sad and all that. But why did, what is there after all in that? Our Lord is with us and this and that and all that. She said, Mother, why don't you come one day and see for yourself, hear for yourself, and then let me know. Then whatever you decide, you tell me. So with difficulty, she is brought to India by him. And well, for our senior, it's nothing. He would come almost every year and all that. So the mother has come. What was the name of the mother?
Lolita.
Very sweet lady, old lady. And she comes here regularly, visits with her son here, sits on the chair and this and that. Everything goes on. Whatever she hears, she feels that, well, it's not bad after all. Jesus is Jesus and Mer Baba is Mer Baba. How can they be one? All the time it was like that. She couldn't reconcile the fact that he is the same ancient one come again. That's how it was. It's but natural. Now the day is on the eve of the departure. Formerly there was no such thing as pilgrim center, and they used to stay at Vilu's place, Vilu Villa. So they were there, and our senior tells mother that, Mother, we are leaving tomorrow, pack your things and all that. So on the eve of her departure, naturally, I asked her to go up the hill. Our senior took her up the hill and all that sort of thing. So it was all pre-arranged that the next day she had to go to the hill, up the hill and all that. But with her high heels and all, will not be all right. So there are certain shoes are needed. And she says, yeah, I've got shoes there. I'll wear them and then go up the hill and all that. So she must have worn the shoe up, gone up the hill there. Now they were lying, the pair is lying there. She wants to dust them. The pack. It's the evening time on the eve of her door. Next morning they're leaving. So she's trying to prepare to pack everything. And while she is doing, you know how you dust them, and she did that, the soles are up there. And to her amazement, one soul has the profile of Jesus the Christ, and the other soul has the profile of Mer Baba. And she shouts out at Arsenio, see what's it? See this? Can you see anything? So, yeah. One is Jesus Christ, the other is Mer Baba. Yeah. It's just the same thing. So that's how she could reconcile. He's the same one. Yeah.